السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وخاتم النبيين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بالإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I'm your brother Abu Abdullah Abdul Latif Ajmal from Arabic Virtual Academy. And I just ask you all to remain sitting for a couple of minutes. I just want to remind you about something that is very important. And this is the issue of not giving up. In these days and times, you find that a lot of people, unfortunately, they run around pointing fingers. You doing this, you doing that, you did this, I saw you do this. You're a bad Muslim, this, subhanAllah. This isn't the way we're supposed to be with one another. And even though we don't admit it, because you know we have to be men, we have to be grown women, nothing affects us, right? But this isn't even rational. It makes people feel, and it makes us feel sometimes, like it's a done deal, it's a wrap. Our Islam isn't worth anything. We're not worth anything as a Muslim. We're the most horrible Muslim in the world. And this isn't correct. We're humans. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to sin from time to time. But the important thing is that you don't remain upon these sins. You do your best to stay away from them. When you find that you fall into them, don't listen to everybody talking about, well, you know, you're no good. What kind of Muslim are you? Why would you do this as a Muslim and all of the rest of that? Don't listen to these people that are trying to hold you down. Realize that you're a human being and you're going to make mistakes. You're going to err and you're going to sin. The important thing, and I'm not trying to say, okay, we'll just go ahead and sin and be fine with it. No, don't do that. Try your best to stay away from disobeying the law. But when you realize that you sin, rush to ask Allah for forgiveness. Because it's not over as long as you have breath in your body. And you can regret what it is you did. It's not too late for you to ask Allah to forgive you. Ask Allah to forgive you. And Allah can pardon you for everything that you've done. If Allah wills. Look at what Allah Ta'ala, He says in Surah An-Nur. In an ayah that we just went over not too long ago. What He says, Istaghfiru Rabbakum. Innahu kana Ghaffara. Allah commands, He says, and seek the forgiveness of your Lord. Verily, He is constantly forgiving. Allah says, just ask Him for His forgiveness. Obviously, we're not saying just make it, haphazard. You do whatever you do, and you just be like a stuck in the wall, like some of the brothers and sisters may do. Sometimes we find that we do these things. But seek His forgiveness from your heart. Realize all that Allah has blessed you with and realize that Allah could put you in a really bad situation and ask Allah for His forgiveness that He doesn't put you in a bad situation in this life and the hereafter. Turn to Him in repentance, ask for His forgiveness, and try your best to do better. Allah never asked that you be perfect, but rather that you try. And this is all I want to talk to you today about. Is realizing that none of us are perfect. All of these people that want to point fingers, they can easily have fingers pointed at them. But the thing that we have to remember is that the door is always open because Allah loves you. Allah wants to forgive you. And Allah reminded you in the Quran, He commanded you, ask for my forgiveness. This is what Allah wants for you. If He didn't think you were going to fall short, He wouldn't command you to ask for forgiveness. But Allah knows us. He knows His creation. He knows what He's created. We're bound to fall short. So while we're concentrating on the fact that we've fallen short, we just need to remember that Allah is waiting for us to ask for forgiveness so that He can forgive us. So don't be of those people who feel as though, I've done too much. Don't allow people to make you feel as though, you know, there's no good in you, or, you know, you've done too much in order to be forgiven. But rather know that Allah loves you and He's waiting to forgive you. You just need to make that step, ask for His forgiveness, turn to Him in repentance, regret what it is that you've done. And this is not something that's hard to regret, what you've done. Think about all that Allah has blessed you with and all that Allah has saved you from. And you can't not feel bad about falling short when we're talking about falling short in the eyes of the One who has given you all that you have and made you who you are. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this kind of thought in our hearts on a regular basis and forgive us for our ghafla or our negligence. And may Allah ta'ala make us of those people who seek istighfar, or of those people who are constantly seeking Allah's forgiveness. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be of those people who receive His forgiveness, and may He pardon us for all of our sins. Ameen, ameen, Allahumma ameen. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant wa astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.